Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for another issue of our podcast series for CX Partner Success. Today, we have a very special guest and a great friend of mine, David Watkins. He's from General Data Tech. He is the Vice President of Software Services and Sales and has just joined a company in the recent months and has made a huge impact to the business already. And so we're going to talk to David today specifically around what he's done with GDT, what the future looks like, and what they're delivering to their customers around customer success and the outcomes their customers are seeing. So, David, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to the conversation. Thanks for the warm intro.
Awesome. So I did mention when we started that, great friend of mine, we go back a number of years. You have come to GDT from some other parts of the industry, but you have a lot of experience with partner success, with customer success around software and services. And so can you kind of give us in kind of a Reader's Digest version of where you came from? And then let's really get into how that's going to drive the strategy of what GDT wants to do in the future.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. It's a great place to start. So as you mentioned, I've been in the industry for a number of years. I actually started out with Cisco and spent 5 years with Cisco as an account in a couple of different roles, but predominantly as an account manager, you know, selling into our clients, working with our partners. Then moved out into the partner. I was with a partner for 19 years and then recently joined General Data Tech, GDT, headquartered out of Dallas, Texas. And yes, to your point, have been a large part of those years in the partner community was around services. So in the Cisco world, you know, technical services, advanced services, business critical services. And as you know, that was really, for a long period of time, that was the predominant recurring revenue model that existed for Cisco and its partners. And of course, not largely off the back of TSIA, but some years ago, customer success raised its head into our respective organizations and became something we realized we needed to start to pay more attention to, right? It not only show up at renewal time, but make sure that that we were engaged with our clients throughout the journey of the services that we were delivering to them, and that ultimately they were getting the value out of the technology investment.
That's a great point. Where we both came from both of our companies, we are all wrapped around land, adopt, expand, and renew, right? And how do we make the effect with the customers that's going to drive the renewals, drive the expansion? Huge focus for us, both of our companies. As we've transitioned now, and we're with, you know, CX customer success, and you're part of the customer success and software team within GDT, now we're talking about racetracks, and we're talking about, you know, our customers choosing, using, and loving, and how our partners can affect that, right? So that's where I want to get to today with General Data Tech is the work you're doing now and the team you've taken over and what your strategy is going to drive moving forward. How do you see GDT aligning to that choosing, using, loving racetrack that Maria put together for us a number of years ago? And now we're really, really taking the market. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on how your past integrates with the future with the new model.
Yeah, so perfect segue. So the services, our respective technical services world, kind of allowed us to dip our toe into that, what you referred to, the land, adopt, expand, renew motion. As software has become a much bigger part of the portfolio and a bigger part of the revenue stream and growing rapidly and something we're all very excited about, that has given us an even greater opportunity to have those value touch points with our clients and jointly bring value together and really have to reinvent how we do that to drive a great customer experience. And so that's what led me to GDT is they had the realization that this is something we had to step our game up for. And I've had the opportunity to lead us down that path and make sure that we are world-class leaders in the space of our clients gaining value out of their technology investments. And so what that looks like for us is I've stolen from the Cisco CX organization a slogan I recently came across, which was digitally led, human supported, which I thought was fantastic. And so the capabilities that Cisco has built and continues to build and innovate around from a digital perspective is really giving us the platform and the integration both between the partner and Cisco, GDT and Cisco, as well as bringing the client into the fold so we can all have insight and visibility and a common platform where we can collaborate together along the journey, the technology journey.
All right. So David, digitally led, human supported, right? That's a great conversation point to always talk about. So when we say digitally led, from your view, from your eyes, what does that mean from Cisco? What are we giving you that allows it to be digitally led?
Yeah, well, certainly it, you know, LCA was Lifecycle Advantage was kind of the first platform that took us into that from a Cisco perspective. And it largely built around the technical services that we talked about. It had renewal elements, it had adopt elements associated with it, where at various points in the journey, the client journey, we could have digital messaging and digital insights coming through the Lifecycle Advantage platform. Of course, now we've seen that evolve into SPI, SPI within LCA, and that's where we're bringing in a lot of the adopt and use and activate telemetry into that platform. And so that would be, you know, a predominant example today of where we're bringing the digital platforms together from a Cisco perspective to be able to take to our clients.
This is a great conversation because where I'm going with this is you've got the history of using LCA, you've got the history of using now SPI. GDT has always been a great supporter of our old S&T collector data, all the telemetry that comes from that and all of our APIs. Now we're moving into our new era at Cisco, right? We're talking about SuccessTracks. We're talking about CX Cloud and PX Cloud and everything that comes around the whole cloud experience for our customers and partners. We've got an amazing opportunity with our customers to give them a new outlook of their network, of their solutions, of their life cycle with CX Cloud. How has GDT began to incorporate that into some of their businesses and some of their practice?
Yeah, it is absolutely going to be the engagement point where we think our CX deliverables will come from going forward. It being CX and PX. And off the backs of the SuccessTracks offering, we've had, you know, one that you, Scott, thank you, have quite frankly helped us with and a real success story early on in the CX and PX model with a client, Choctaw organization, which is the second largest American Indian reservation in the U.S., and it's a tremendous success story that some of you may have heard of at various points over the past 6 to 9 months as we've highlighted some of the areas of success with them. And so that's something, and that experience that we've had with them and the experience being their ability to consume both of our respective services along their journey and helping them in certain areas of technology adoption, technology integration, and support of those technologies at a much faster pace than they ever would have had they not had the CX and PX platform that they have and the services that we've built around that. So the experience and the learnings that we've gained around Choctaw specifically, but in the, let's call it rather infancy days of SuccessTracks and that platform has really kind of created the roadmap that we're going to be executing against going forward as we further build out and innovate our CX practice.
So we took the learnings, Cisco, GDT, we worked on that customer together, came to a great solution with it. You guys did amazing work with your CX team, with your solution architect team, and really delivering some outcomes that the customer is driving forward on. And it's part of their overall move forward strategy around DNA Center and how they support their business. But I think the important part that you were talking about was in the infancy of what we're trying to do with our partners around CX Cloud and then the access from the partner via PX Cloud, you guys were able to learn to modify your business and now begin to align services around some of the outcomes you see from the CX Cloud, right? So talk to me about what you see the opportunity being for for GDT with the alignment to CX Cloud and PX Cloud as your additional service offerings.
Yeah, it's really cool, and there's a lot to unpack with that question. So, yeah, one of the things that we've certainly accelerated is our effort and focus on illustrating to our existing clients and prospects the value of the premium service offerings, because we know to get them into the CX Cloud and the PX Cloud that they need to be consumers of our respective premium service offerings. So no longer is it about a base level of support. That's not what clients need. And I've got another great story I'll tell you and share with you in a moment around that. We need to demonstrate for them the value around a premium offering so that we can have the platform and the capability to deliver these great services. So you asked about the learnings and what we're building out. So it's very exciting for us to see how Choctaw, by leveraging what historically would have looked like a professional services engagement that would have been a heavy lift, that we would have created a statement of work around, that perhaps Choctaw wouldn't have even known about had they not had accelerators as part of their Success Track offering. So in the accelerator offering that we created was a DNA health check that they consumed very easily as part of their existing support offering, Success Tracks. We delivered to them. There were then additional services and a roadmap for Choctaw to leverage and take advantage of to gain a full deployment of DNA and all the benefits that come into helping them realize the benefits associated with. And that is a very repeatable service offering of GDTs that we can now make available to clients at scale in almost a marketplace type setting that would have never been possible, you know, prior to CX and PX Cloud.
The key words there are repeatable and scalable, right?
Right.
So the work you did allowed you to develop an offer or a service based on the ability for you guys to populate content to our customers via CX Cloud that you can now monetize and repeat as part of your overall practice. So it's not a one and done. It's a one and let's keep moving, right? It allows you to support other customers with the same model.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's interesting. You know, one of the big topics that's always been part of the value equation between Cisco and its partners as we begin to pursue this. So now we feel we've got the platform to really at scale in a repeatable manner, deliver more professional services from GDT to our clients. And that's, you know, being in the partner community for many years, that has been, that's been a real challenge for partners, is to effectively at scale attach professional services to the technologies that we're taking to market. So this has kind of solved that equation. Behind that, then you get to the elephant in the room almost, in that, okay, is this a monetization opportunity for GDT and for other Cisco partners? And the answer is absolutely yes. But I would also say you don't always look at monetization as just the transaction associated with a specific service. So yes, in the case of the health check, as an example, be it with Choctaw or be it with other clients of GDTs, will we recognize and monetize revenue associated with that specific service? Absolutely. But that's a small piece of the picture, because more importantly to us, what that is going to do is the value equation and the value that GDT is now bringing to our clients and the services that they are consuming and associating with GDT. All of a sudden, we become a much more strategic partner of those clients than we would have been in the past. Otherwise, in a model, let's say hypothetically, where you're just reselling Cisco SmartNet, great business, we've all done it for a number of years, but essentially at that point you step away and it becomes a TAC and client, you know, support model. So now we're part of the deliverable of this to the client,
right?
And the GDT value is much greater, and we have a real seat at the table, and we're a strategic partner for them.
When you think about you have a seat at the table because you are able to provide value to your customer outside of the resale model that allow the customer to drive their own business outcomes and what's important to them, right? So when you start being that strategic partner that does that, it opens up a large area of opportunity for you guys, the partner, right?
Correct. And that's just it. So, and that's the, you know, the point I'm trying to get across when I say monetization is not just that individual service and the revenue associated with, but it's much greater than that. So now, you know, and you know very well, Scott, just on the specific, on this specific success story, there's been a number of incremental opportunities that have come out of that, that otherwise you would say in the past probably would not have.
Right.
And now it's a much greater opportunity, and it becomes a win-win-win for Cisco, GDT, and the client.
Right. And so when we go back to how this all started, was your focus on the customer, your focus on data, your focus on the digital plays that allows you to see the telemetry from the CX cloud, allowed you to populate some of your offers, your accelerators, and that really drove the customer conversation, their consumption, to the point now to where you're at that table with them as they're making their strategic plans for the next step of their evolution of their network, of their business, and how they're supporting their business. So, Dave, I'm going to wrap up with three or four words that I took from this. One was, you've got the platform now, you're driving value, it's repeatable, and customers are giving you a seat at the table. So if we recap our conversation from you coming from outside of GDT into GDT and kind of reimagining what their CX practice was, fairly quickly, you guys have come to a part now to where you're at the leader of our pack with trying to deliver these solutions to your customers, and you know it's repeatable, and you know it's based upon data, but ultimately it's based upon the customer outcomes they're seeing from your service. So before we wrap up and end the podcast, David, any last words?
Yeah, no, I just thank you, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure. And thank you, Cisco, you know, and the CX organization. Look forward to much successes going forward. Still a lot to do, but 100% we're headed down the right path.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. We'll join us for the next podcast in the coming weeks where we're bringing you real partners, real customers, and real partner success.